NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff. Welcome to 2022 Truth and Justice audience. I want to thank you all for tuning in today. As you guys know, we are still in our bonus episode series right now. I am quickly approaching the point where we're going to launch into season 12. Actually, on the day you're hearing this, I will be at the crime scene for season 12 with today's guests. I'm joined today by my good friend and colleague, Jim Clemente, who is a former FBI profiler. He was a supervisory special agent with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit. Prior to that, he was a New York City prosecutor. I asked Jim to come on. I happen to be, you know, we're just bringing guests on for these bonus episodes while we prep for season 12. And I happened to be scrolling through Instagram and saw that his production company, XG Productions, is about to launch a new Audible original series, and I've listened to several of them, and I love the work. If you haven't listened to them, you need to check them out. Reached out to Jim real quick. It's actually New Year's Eve, the day that we're recording this. Asked him if he wanted to come on and talk about a bunch of the productions that he has that are out there for you guys to consume right now, as well as some projects that he's got coming up. And I know you all just love to hear me and Jim together. So I asked him to come on. We both popped into our studios. And for this week's episode, I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, Mr. Jim Clemente.
Texas Ranger James Holland is a legendary interrogator. They call him the serial killer whisperer.
You can't hide those indications. And that's why yesterday I knew that you did it.
But now, shocking interrogation tapes reveal how the super cop really operates.
And that's why they asked me to come in, because I'm special.
From Something Else, The Marshall Project, and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Smokescreen. Just say you're sorry. Listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Say goodbye to the dish and hello to Sky Stream, the new way to get Sky over Wi-Fi. So you can get unmissable Sky shows like The Last of Us and Succession, as well as Netflix and Discovery Plus, and loads more, all in one subscription for £26 a month. Oh, and next day delivery with no upfront fee. Sky Stream, TV simplified. Head to sky.com. Requires Sky Stream and broadband minimum speed 10 megabits per second. 18-month minimum term. Cut-off times apply for next day delivery. Excludes bank holiday. 18 plus. Terms apply.
All right, Jim. I would say a long time no here, but we talk rather frequently. But this first time, you haven't been on the show in a long time. So how have you been? For the listeners to know how you've been.
Well, I've been pretty good. Very busy. Got a lot going on. I'm not only still getting involved in cases, actual cases, and as an expert witness and consultant, but also we've got a lot of things going on, both in the audio space, the regular TV non-scripted space, and we have two shows that we sold and we're in the middle of writing pilots for in the scripted space. So XG Productions has been pretty damn busy throughout this terrible pandemic.
Hell yeah, you guys have never taken your foot off the gas. And I was just, when I reached out to you yesterday, I just saw an Instagram post about a new Audible original you guys have coming out, and then I was looking through Audible and realized you've made like 9 of them. I've only heard 3 or 4 of them, I think, that I've listened to so far. So I want to talk about all that. Different Audible originals you guys got out, giving people an idea of things they can listen to, things they can watch. You and I were just talking the other day because we got all the news on, pretty excited about the news on the West Memphis 3, the movement on that. And a lot of people may not realize, I'm sure they don't realize this. I mean, you guys saw Jim on the show with me, but Jim, you were also a big part of the reason why the show happened at all. I mean, your production team was part of us building up the package and pitching it to the networks and getting the thing sold so we could get it on the air. So,
well, Bob, I love working with you. So when you came to me and asked me about the forgotten West Memphis 3, the victims of the case, we absolutely dove in because that's what we stand for. I mean, you and I both have a career, a profession where we help victims of crime and other disasters. And that is, you know, that's just continuing with our productions as well. And, you know, my brother Tim and I, both FBI agents, formed XG Productions because we wanted to do good with Hollywood's money. And one of the things that we did that I think is now finally paying off is helped you with West Memphis 3, The Forgotten West Memphis 3. And that show helped to spur on listeners and viewers to really put pressure on the district attorney. And now we found out that, you know, there were basically lies. Maybe they were misunderstandings, but lies coming out of that department, you know, saying that none of the evidence was around. And there it was.
Oh, yeah. I was elated and enraged at the same time when they found the evidence. And then they found it neatly organized. This is the quote from the attorneys that were there. It was neatly organized and cataloged in the evidence room. The entire time they were telling us that they couldn't find it and it had been destroyed. So I'll go out on a limb and call it a lie when they said that it was that it was gone.
Well, I don't know, but I would, you know, I just hope and pray that they're able to find something that's actionable in that evidence. That you know, Jared at NBAC and our friends at Pure Gold Forensics can actually come up with some actionable DNA. That would be awesome.
You know, you just reminded me I need to respond to a text I got late at night. Jared Bradley, who is he's the creator of MVAC, right?
Yes.
Yeah, when the news broke that they had found the evidence, he actually sent me a text congratulating me on us finding the evidence. So I think it's really cool that the people that are, you know, that were wanting to test this evidence to help us find the truth are so engaged. I've had Susanna Ryan from Pure Gold Forensics reach out to me. Jared, who's the creator of MVAC, reached out and congratulated. So they've all got eyes on this and they're waiting to use the technology, this amazing technology they created to finally bring some closure to this case.
Right. Well, they're good people. And yeah, Jared reached out to me and asked me whether or not you were involved in that. And I said, absolutely. He was the main moving force in that. And so I'm really excited that he's excited. And let's hope, you know, that's what new technology can do for us at times. And let's hope it happens.
That's right. And then also want, before we get into some of the stuff you've done, I've been teasing my listeners for about a month now about our season 12 case that I've been working hard investigating for the last month and a half or so. I've already made one trip. I've got another trip scheduled. And all I've told them so far is that the case is in the desert. And I guess now I'm going to give them another clue and let the audience know that next week I'm going back to the desert and Jim is going with me to the crime scene to do, rather than just do a profile over the phone. This one it's one of these cases that is so complex. There's so many layers to it. I've never been more baffled. I spent my last trip, I think I probably spent 15 hours at the crime scene. I kept going back and walking it, trying to make something make sense. It just so happens to be not too far away from Jim. So he's going to go to the crime scene with me next week. And the profile will be kind of like what you see on Criminal Minds. I'm imagining you walking on the crime scene and then figuring everything out right there on the spot.
Yeah, well, it's actually, you know, it's two things. One is a crime scene analysis. I mean, we literally always say that if you can walk the crime scene, a picture tells 1,000 words, but being there tells 1,000,000. And there are so many different things, especially perspective, because a picture or video is literally two-dimensional. You can't actually feel the distance. And I think some of the critical things that you've kind of explained to me about the scene. I don't know all the details yet, but you'll feed them to me as we get there. But some of the critical things are going to involve points of view and you know, aspects of staging and aspects of, you know, timing. those all can be really much better assessed when you're there in person. So I can't wait to see this crime scene with you. I always love working with you, Bob, because not only do we, you know, share a great relationship, but I think together, when we put our minds together, we come up with some amazing stuff.
Well, that you've been a great mentor to me, and I'm really hoping that's the case here. And what Jim's is talking about here about walking the scene, I'll give you just a tiny little piece of this for the audience as an example. I looked at pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures and pictures, and there's a certain element of the crime scene that's going to be pretty critical. You'll hear about when we start the show. But when I physically walked out and walked the crime scene and walked the path that we think the killer may have walked, it was something as small as me realizing, this is downhill. You can't see in a picture that it's downhill, but the fact that a certain area has a slope going down would affect the decisions and the behaviors of the offender doing it. And you can't get that from a picture. It's why I kept going back there and why I'm dragging Jim up the mountain next week.
I can't wait, Bob. Can't wait.
All right. And with so that's what we got coming up on the Truth and Justice end. On the XG Productions end, Jim, I'm going to let you kind of go through. I'll tell you this. When you came out with the Audible original Evil Has a Name, which was about the Golden State Killer, that's probably been, what, 3 or 4 years now since you produced that?
Yeah, we released it in November of 2018.
Okay. Yeah, so it's about a little over 3 years ago, and I remember you reached out to me and said, hey, you should check this thing out. We just did this Audible original, which at the time, no one knew what that was. I was like, is it a podcast?
Well, we were the first.
Yeah.
We were the first.
Yeah.
We created that genre for Audible. We pitched them the story, and they loved it, and they said, let's try it. And it was a smash hit. It was great.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I remember asking, is it a podcast? Well, not really, but it's like if you took a television documentary and put it into an audio format.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an original audio documentary series. And we did so well with Evil as a Name, they asked us to come back and pitch another show. So we came back with 17 additional ones. And they were like blown away. So we just jumped in and started doing them. And the second one was called Call Me God. And that was about the DC sniper case. And again, my brother and I really dove into that one because this is a case that, well, we weren't really supposed to be working for the FBI, but we did it anyway because many of these killings happened right around our neighborhood. And in fact, my brother's wife was at the same gas pump 10 minutes before one of the victims was killed at that gas pump. So, and another shooting was right between my brother's house and my house in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And it's just been, it was a crazy time and everybody was scared. And so we were right in the middle of it and we dove into it. And together, he found evidence and I helped interpret it with Jim Fitzgerald and my other colleagues at the BAU. We were able to put out a profile that was incredibly accurate and predicted even down to the point of saying that Malvo, we didn't know his name at the time, but that the younger person in this sniper duo, first time in U.S. history there was a sniper duo killing people, that the younger person was being sexually victimized by the older one. And people just couldn't believe that we would throw that in, but it was glaringly obvious to me, and I eventually convinced everybody else, and that was part of the profile. So that's an amazing case. You should listen to that. But then we sort of dove into other things, like the North Hollywood shootout. This was a major shootout that occurred after a bank robbery, but the bank robbers were armored to the teeth, and they were armed to the teeth. And they ended up in a very visible shootout in the streets of North Hollywood that lasted a long time. And, you know, many people their lives were at risk, and people were getting shot left and right. It was crazy. But we actually have the people that were involved in it telling their stories. And that's what's great about our Audible originals. We have the people involved telling their own stories in their own words. The narrator just stitches things together. And I narrate some of these, and and Maureen O'Connell narrate some of them, and other professional narrators narrate some other ones. But this is those early ones were incredibly intense, and the later ones are getting even better. So the next one that we released, I believe, was A Devil in the Valley. And this is about just this confluence of serial killers in Northern California at a particular point in time. I mean, it's really crazy. But this is Paul Holes' original. He started pulling threads on an investigation, and he thought he found the killer, but no, this guy was killing these other people. And then he found another one, and then another one, and another one. It is insane what was going on in Northern California at that time. And thanks to Paul Holes, he's able to really bring resolution to many of these cases. So that was an amazing thing, and I love working with Paul Holes. And another one that we did with Paul Holes was called The Riddle of Emmon Bodfish. That's EmmonBodfish. And yeah, that sounds a little weird. And let me tell you, this is one of the craziest cases, Bob, that I've ever heard about. I narrate this one, and I'm telling you, this case was so confounding. And I'm not going to give away any of the details, but when you hear about it, you'll be like, what? So it's crazy, but, and also sad and also very compelling. So it's something that I really think that your listeners will enjoy, especially because it has so many twists and turns.
And that was another one that Paul himself investigated, right?
Yeah.
Kind of, it was like in between the Golden State Killer while he was waiting for science to catch up.
Yep. Yep. And then the next one that I did, and this one was really close to my heart because the name of it is Where the Devil Belongs. And what that signifies is in the Unabomber investigation, there was 17 years of bombing that the Unabomber committed. And he killed a number of people. And the second to last victim, who unfortunately was killed right in front of his wife and daughter. His wife actually was holding their 18-month-old daughter in her arms. And he came home from a trip and started opening the mail and said, "Where's this box from?" And she said, "I don't know. It came in the mail." And just then, her daughter squirmed out of her hands and ran away towards the other room. So she ran after her and then was blown into the living room by a massive explosion. She crawled back in and literally held her husband together while he died in her arms. She said to the judge at the sentencing, "Your Honor, please bury the offender as deep in the darkest dungeon you can, because that's where the devil belongs." And I knew as soon as I heard that statement that that was the best and defining title for this story. And it is a compelling story about 17 years of investigation. And what I discovered when I was digging into this case was Kathy Puckett, who really is the heroine of this story, because she was the first profiler who got involved in this case. And she made some amazing discoveries and then worked together with Jim Fitzgerald to actually put together the proof that actually got us into the offender's cabin in the middle of the woods, in the middle of Montana. So you may think you know the story of the Unabomber investigation, but you have no idea what really went on behind the scenes. And so this is a deep dive into that. Very revealing.
I can personally vouch for that one. I've listened to Where the Devil Belongs, and it's amazing, just like the other ones. And I'm talking every one of them. So I've listened to Evil Has a Name, I've listened to Call Me God, and I've listened to Where the Devil Belongs, and all three of those, at least, they just, I mowed lines into my lawn in three different directions just so I could keep listening to the. I don't get a lot of downtime with four kids in the house unless I'm out doing something, so that's my time to put my headphones on and listen.
Well, Bob, that brings us to what I think is the most important work that XG Productions has ever done, and that is After the Fall. after the fall is the FBI's investigation around 9/11. And not only is it told by, you know, my brother and myself have small parts in it because we interviewed over 30 FBI agents, all the way from the low street agent who was involved to the assistant director who ran the entire investigation out of Washington, D.C., Mary Galligan. And Mary and I have known each other since we were in college. And she became the assistant director of the FBI who was put in charge of this global investigation. The scope of this investigation is so massive, but stories, the intimate detail. This is not a story of, and we've heard many compelling stories about what happened on that day. This is a story that goes back in time and says, what led up to this? Where were the holes? Why did we not know about this in advance? And what we did to track down not only the people that were on the planes, but how they were financed, how they were organized, where they were, what happened, and prove who actually committed these crimes. But what's amazing is when we find out what was actually going on behind the scenes that prevented two groups of investigators, one on the spy side, counterintelligence and the counter-espionage and the counter-terrorism side of the house, from knowing what was going on in the criminal side of the house and vice versa. Because there was a law in place that prevented the people on the criminal side of the FBI from knowing what was going on the spy side of the house. And that fundamentally prevented 9/11 from being prevented. And this is an amazingly detailed story. And it, again, it's so compelling. I think it's the most important thing we've ever done as a company.
I haven't listened to that one yet. Maybe this is giving it away, but was that law changed after 9/11? I know that so I was a fireman at that time, and we went through a huge change in the way we operated after 9/11. Sure. Because of what we found was we all had our different incident management systems as far as the leadership structure at any incident, that when all these different agencies came together, it just made a big clusterfuck because everybody was trying to operate differently. So then out of that was created NIMS, the National Incident Management System, and all fire departments, public health agencies, police departments, all law enforcement, ambulance companies were all taught how to operate under this universal incident management system so that in these mass events that we could all work together. So I know that was a huge change. It changed the way that we operated. Did that law, was that recognized and changed after the fact?
Absolutely, yeah. And now there is what we call the CTC, the Counterterrorism Center, where the FBI, CIA, and all the intelligence agencies, and Interpol, everybody, and Homeland Security all work together and share all the information that's available. Real time. So it's just something that I think the law was put in place to protect criminal cases from being tainted by information that was gained illegally overseas. And when I say illegally, I mean that it was that any intelligence officer who's operating in another country, it's illegal in that country. They're doing a service for our country,
right?
But it's illegal in that country. And so the law was put in place to prevent a case here from being tainted. And that, you know, inadvertently did cause damage.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the same as in law enforcement, but unfortunately in the fire service, we always used to say that progress usually comes in the form of a casket. And it was throughout my career, you'd always see, you know, new strategies, new tactics, new policies always seem to come after a tragedy happened like this.
Yeah. I think you're right. So, Bob, then we have a couple more shows I want to talk to you about. And One of them is called Midwest Monster. It's going to be released soon. And it's about an ongoing serial rape case. There's two universities in the middle of our country that are being plagued by this rapist for the last decade. And they haven't gotten a solid lead. And we're hoping that just like your listeners help you solve amazingly difficult cases, that the listeners will be able to help actually dive in and get some solid leads to finally track down and arrest and stop this horrific offender. And it's just, when you listen to this case, it's just harrowing. But I really believe that people can help, so it's hopeful. And that's really one of the most important things that we're doing right now. And we're putting the final touches on it, and it should be going out very shortly. And I'll let you know so you can let your listeners know as soon as we have it dropping.
And that one's going to be called Midwest Monsters, right?
Midwest Monster, yeah.
Do you have a projected date, or just all you know is sometime soon when it'll be out?
You know, Audible has release dates just like movie theaters do, and so they're putting us in the schedule. I don't know exactly when it will be, but it should be in the first quarter of next year. Starting tomorrow, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah. So by the time people hear this, it'll be a couple days ago. We're already in 2022.
Right.
Now, while in the midst of making all these Audible originals, you guys are still plugging away with Real Crime Profile and Best Case, Worst Case, I assume?
Yeah, absolutely. And we're doing some amazing things on those podcasts, Bob. Like, we've interviewed, people at the cutting edge of some of the most important cases that are going on right now. For example, we interviewed, the Gabby Petito case, horrified everyone in the nation and captured everybody's imagination and sorrow and interest. But at the same time, there's like over 700 missing and presumed killed indigenous men and women that nobody's covering. And so we talked to the head of the research project on the Indigenous Missing and Murdered Task Force. And we talked to the person who put together the task force. And those cases, they need to be resolved. We can't be treating people different in this country based on their ethnicity or their race. This is what our country stands for. And we have to actually stand up and do the right thing. And it starts with media attention. When there's no media attention, then there's no pressure on law enforcement to get it resolved. And in West Memphis, your media attention, the media attention that you and I were able to draw to that case, has now produced evidence that could actually resolve this case after all these years.
Yeah, the West Memphis 3 case is a perfect example because it's been these ebbs and flows throughout, no one would have ever heard of this case at all if it weren't for Joe Berlinger doing the Paradise Lost series. And that brought all the media attention, that got people's eyes on it. Then comes the West of Memphis crew, that they've got more testing done and more investigation done, which pushed into the Alford plea. And then it went dormant again. And then with us, with the Forgotten West Memphis 3, we're able to breathe new life into it again. And hopefully this one gets us over the finish line, but it's a perfect example of how exactly what you're saying, the media attention can be the driving force to resolve these cases.
Right. And then we're also doing, I think you'll be excited about at least one of these shows. We're doing two scripted shows that we sold. I can't release the names of them yet, but they're with a very friendly network that I've been working with for a very long time. But one is about, in this atmosphere of really contention and really violence surrounding police department, what kind of people actually become police officers? And what is going on in police departments right now? So that is going to be an amazing scripted series, but we'll start off with an audio series as well. And we have another one, Bob, that's about the most unique EMS service in the country. And I can't give it away right now, but it will be near and dear to your heart because of your history, I believe. But it is an amazing EMS service, and it is something that, you know, I was shocked when I found out about it. That's all I can say. But those two, hopefully, will be coming out on a network near you in the next year, in the coming season.
Well, then, can you talk about the unscripted series that you have coming out here? When this drops, this will drop next Sunday, so it'll be just a couple days away, or may even be, I got to look at a calendar. Actually, it may air today, the day this is airing.
Oh, really? We are actually dropping it Thursday, the 6th.
Yeah, and this episode will air on the 9th, so it'll already be out of the bag.
Yeah, well, Bob, I'm really excited about this project because it is hopefully the first step in getting us past all the mess that we lived through last year. Starting on January 6th, we are releasing a new series called Indivisible, Healing Hate. And it's about what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. But we don't start there. We go back and we talk to professionals like my colleague, Molly Amit, who was a close friend of mine on the BAU. I helped get her on the BAU because she's so amazing. She's also an attorney and she's brilliant. And Reed Malloy, one of the most celebrated forensic psychologists who study people who are domestic terrorists. And together, these two people have done so much work. They're amazing what they've done in studying and tracking how this kind of things happen. And it's not that, I mean, we go all the way back, you know, to Waco and Ruby Ridge and the you know, bombing at the Olympics in Atlanta and Oklahoma City. And we talk about how all of these things, how they fermented and how they affected people in the United States of America, and how today we have this divide that we have to heal. And so what we want to do is start a dialogue between these two really disparate sides. And what was amazing is when I talked to Mandy Patinkin about it, he agreed that this is so important that he is actually narrating it. And so we're really excited about this. This is on Paramount Plus. It's called Indivisible, Healing Hate, and the series premieres on January 6th. They're going to drop an episode every week for 6 weeks, but I think they're going to drop maybe one and two back to back because I think they really were impressed with the work and the story. And I've seen the first three final cuts already, and I'm telling you, it's so compelling, Bob, and heartfelt. And we're telling these very intimate stories, people who have been through this stuff. Some horrible things have happened. And some of the people who were involved, we interview. And some of the people who were hurt by this, we interview. And it's really compelling. And I hope that everybody watches it and they start talking and we start bridging this gap because it's terrible to be in a country divided.
Well, I'm excited to watch it, and I feel like it's perfect timing because I think between Yellowstone and 1883, everybody has Paramount Plus now.
Yep.
So everybody should be able to watch it. But you know, it's really interesting, and I love the overall mission of it because I've been just feeling that way for a long time. You know, it's no secret to my audience that I consider myself very politically independent, and for the independents like me sitting in the middle of this mess,
Right.
It's heartbreaking watching what's been going on.
I'm right there with you. I don't believe in, you know, these divisive political parties that literally only want to make war with the other side so that they can rise to the top, so that they can get elected. It's horrible. When are we going to learn that we're all human, we're all Americans, and we should be working together, not fighting each other?
That's right. And I think with that, that's a great spot for us to wrap things up. And for the audience, there you go. You are loaded up with content for 2022. There's nine coming. Is the 10th Audible original from XG Production. I wish they were a current sponsor. I'd give you a code, but I don't have a code for Audible. Do you guys have a code right now, Jim? Do you know?
Well, I can tell you this. You can sign up for 30 days for Audible for free. You can do a free trial for 30 days. Do it. And you can cancel it any time, but if you love it and you want to keep hearing more, then stay with it. But the point is, you can get on there for free and listen to our titles and find literally thousands of other amazing titles with Audible. And I really think you're going to love it. If you're like me, you get addicted to these things. I know, Bob, you and I both love listening to audio because it engages your imagination. And it's something that's literally addictive. I can't tell you how many times I listen to audiobooks, you know, commuting to and from work when I was an FBI agent. And I literally would sit in my car outside my house for 15, 20 minutes just so I could finish a chapter or an episode.
Right. Do you remember the days of if you were traveling cross country where you could, I don't know if you ever did this, but you could stop at a Cracker Barrel and pick up the audio book on tape. I remember back as tape or CD and then drop it off at another one. I've always loved audiobooks.
Yep, absolutely. They got me through so many long trips across country. So yeah, those were the days. But I also, you know, on surveillances, on, you know, long drives when I was traveling as an FBI agent to child abduction sites or, you know, when we're doing a major investigation, I always listen to books because, again, you know, I feel efficiency is one of the greatest things because time is limited. You know, our lives are not perpetual. And so when you can do two things at once, when you cannot be wasting time in traffic, when you could actually be learning and being entertained and literally getting into a whole nother world, man, that's an amazing thing. And that's one of the things that Audible Original Series do. They literally educate you, our series, in the words of the people who actually lived it. And that is something that you don't normally get. Even when you read a book, it's somebody's perspective on that. Well, we let the people say their own piece. And some of these victims, like, for example, in Where the Devil Belongs, it was an amazing, amazing opportunity for me to actually get to know these people. And the Unabomber, he picked some really amazing people to victimize, people who were on the cutting edge of technology, who were trying to help humanity. He decided that he didn't want them around anymore. And some of them who were incredibly gravely injured but survived still have really a wonderful outlook on life, and they believe in turning tragedy into triumph. And that is what Where the Devil Belongs is about. So hopefully you'll be able to listen to it and you'll feel the same way about it as I do.
Yep, and again, that's one that I can personally vouch for. I'm going to be downloading some of the rest of them for my flights next week, and Jim, I'll see you in 8 days from now. I'll see you, and we're going to go start working on this next case together.
Can't wait to see you, Bob, and I can't wait to dive into that case. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate you.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production and is distributed by Wondery. Produced and edited by Mike Bussing and sound engineered by Shane Yoder. All music for the show was created, composed, and scored by PutThemInASong.com, who also mixed and mastered this episode. All of our font across all of our logos and banners were created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. You can find more of Tate's work on Etsy. Thank you to Katie Ross of CreatedInTandem.com for designing, creating, managing, and maintaining our website, TruthAndJusticePod.com, where you can view all photos and documents discussed in every episode. And a big thank you to our transcription team, Pamela Westby, Kathy McElhaney, Charlena White, Kaywood Yomnick, Ginger Fiola, Edith Swanneck, Lindsay Pease, Erica Cantor, and Jen Reese Incandela. And as always, thank you to all of you for all of your engagement and support. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, you can do so in a number of ways. To financially support the show, you can go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. On the Patreon page, you can pledge as little as $3 a month, and we also have reward levels. For just $5 a month, you get access to ad-free versions of all of our episodes and behind-the-scenes videos of the creation of our Friday follow-up episodes that always include 10 to 30 minutes of pre-show bonus chat. Other reward levels include t-shirts, hats, and even the opportunity to co-host one of our Friday follow-up episodes. To become a patron, just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. And lastly, you can always support us by supporting the companies that sponsor this program. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider for future seasons, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. And the most important thing that you can do is to engage in our investigations. You can keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the Truth and Justice Podcast fans page. For all of you tweeters, you can connect with us on Twitter at Truth Justice Pod. And I personally can be found on social media at Bob Ruff Truth, and Mike can be found at Murb Gaming. MURRBGAMING. Don't forget that we always have our 24/7 voicemail line open for questions, comments, or tips on our cases. That phone number is 269-224-2833. However you do it, stay engaged, stay in touch. But as for now, I'm signing off. I'm Bob Ruff, and this has been Truth and Justice.